Welcome to Tori Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be studying Yirmiyahu, chapter 26. The last perek took place in the fourth year of Yehoyakim, in the first year that Nebuchadnezzar reigned. Yirmiyahu sent a message to Yehuda and all the surrounding kingdoms about the finality of the decree and how they would not be able to escape. This perek takes place before the previous perek and has a harsh message regarding the Beis HaMikdash. Yirmiyahu shares that if the nation does not do tshuva, it will be destroyed, like Shiloh, and the city would be a curse. It then talks about how the Kohanim and the Nevi'i Sheker tried to kill Yirmiyahu before he finally escapes. It is similar in tone to Perek Zion, chapter 7. There is a debate as to when Perek Zion was said, to whom it was said, and why Yirmiyahu was not almost killed then, but is almost lynched in this perek. The perek begins, verse 1, Bereshis Mamlechus Yehoyakim ben Yehoshiahu Melech Yehuda, in the beginning of the reign of Yehoyakim, the son of Yehoshiahu. The word Bereshis is a unique word that's meant to associate our minds with the beginning of the Torah when Hashem created the world. In the Torah, the word Bereshis is interpreted to mean that the world was created in the merit of two things called Reshis, the Torah and the Jewish people. If either are lost from the world loses its merit to exist. Chazal say that at this time, Hashem looked at the evil deeds of Yehoyakim and wanted to return the world to its original state. While Yehoshiahu had been righteous and had returned the people to the proper path, Yehoyakim his son was selfish and abandoned his father's work. However, because Yehoyakim had righteous advisors who followed the Torah path of his father Yehoshiahu, Yehuda was saved. Hashem tells Yirmiyahu to stand in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash and speak to all the cities of Yehuda who come to bow in the house of Hashem. The Beis HaMikdash was a center where citizens of all the different cities would visit. It was an excellent location to spread a message beyond Yerushalayim. The people were coming to bow, not to daven or to offer karbanos, says the Das Sofrim. Their service is limited and distant from Hashem. Yirmiyahu was told to say the entire nevuah without leaving anything out, which hints to the reaction that is expected. Although unlikely, Hashem hopes that perhaps, maybe someone would do tshuva. Verse 3, Ula yishmu v'yashuvu ish midarko hara. It may be that they will listen, and every person will turn away from his evil ways. If they do tshuva, then Hashem would not need to destroy Yehuda, as has been set in motion. The hope that they will change is unlikely, as we will see at the end of the perek that they tried to kill Yirmiyahu. But Hashem is hoping that even if the nation doesn't change, maybe a few individuals will. The message of Yirmiyahu is in the negative. If the nation does not listen to Yirmiyahu, l'lechas b'sorah si asher nasati l'vnechem, to go in my Torah, to follow the laws as set forth in the Torah, in verse 5, Lishmoa al divrei avadai hanaviim, asher anochi sholeach aleichem, to listen to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I sent to you. The Mishpatzos Zahav says Yirmiyahu is emphasizing that the only way to interpret the Torah and to know what Hashem wants is by listening to Nevi'im who are Hashem's servants. Hashem has sent Nevi'im vashkem vashaloach velo shematim. He sent them early and often, which is a phrase that's going to be repeated through in other prakim as well as Yirmiyahu. But even still, the people have not listened to this regular message that has been delivered for them. The consequences will be in verse 6, V'nasati es habayis hazeh k'shiloh. I will make this house, the Beis HaMikdash, to be like Shiloh. As we discussed before, the Mishkan stood for many years until the time of Eli, when it was destroyed during a war with the Plishtim. Eli's sons had assumed that the Mishkan would last forever, much like the people now assume that the Beis HaMikdash would last forever. The people now need to realize that this is not the case. The Beis HaMikdash has a potential to be destroyed in order for them to appreciate that they need to do tshuva. V'sa'ir hazos etein l'klala l'chol goyei ha'aretz. And it will make the city a curse to all the nations of the earth. This phrase is used again in many prakim throughout Yirmiyahu. Others would curse someone and say, you should be as cursed as Bnei Yisrael. Yirmiyahu said this nevuah, and many people heard him, including the Kohanim, who are the Kohanim of the Baal, and the Nevi'im, who are the Nevi'i Sheker. They were none too pleased with what he said, and the minute he stopped talking, 8. The priests and the prophets and all the people grabbed hold of him, saying, "You shall surely die." In this episode, the priests and the false prophets were the main instigators. As we read the parak, we will see that the Am, the nation, vacillates. They go back and forth between supporting the Kohanim and the Nevi'im to the side of Yirmiyahu. The Malbim tells us that the nation believed Yirmiyahu was a legitimate Navi, but they were offended by his message. They wanted Yirmiyahu to be silenced, as they didn't want to hear his messages of change. The Kohanim, the Levi'im, and the nation came as a mob and said accusingly, verse 9, "Maduni Besa B'Shem Hashem Lemar, why do you prophesy in the name of Hashem, saying, Kishilo Yia Bayis Hazeh, this house shall be like Shiloh, V'ha'ir Hazos Techarav Me'en Yoshev, this city will be desolate without an inhabitant." The ruckus was growing on Har HaBayis, and word reached the palace. The Sari Yehuda, the officers, hear about the commotion and ascend to the Temple Mount, which housed the Jewish court, to convene a proper court case. Verse 10, Vayeshu, they sit down, which is how judges act when they have to judge a court case. The nobles were not going to allow someone to be killed without cause, at which point the nation disbands, as they knew Yirmiyahu wouldn't be found guilty. The Kohanim and the Nevi'im address the princes and the nation, who now have switched sides. They say, verse 11, Mishpat maves l'ish hazeh, kiniba al-ha'ir hazos. This man is worthy of death, for he prophesied against this city. These Kohanim were saying that Yirmiyahu is saying a false nevuah, for which he should be liable for the death penalty according to Torah law. Yirmiyahu now presents his side to the princes in the nation. He says simply, Hashem shlachani, Hashem sent me, l'inabe el habayis hazeh, to prophesy about this house, vela ir hazos, and this city. Yirmiyahu is saying he's not inventing any words. His message is not against the people. Rather, Hashem loves them and wants to help them. Verse 13, Vata, Heitivu darchechem amal lechem, improve your ways and what you do, v'shimu v'kol Hashem elokechem, and listen to the voice of Hashem your God. If they do so, Yirmiyahu advises, the bad predictions won't happen. Yirmiyahu ends by saying he gives himself over to the people and they can do as they wish, whether they believe he's a false prophet or whether they are just killing him to silence him. However, verse 15, if they do kill him, Kidam naki atem nosnim alechem, you're bringing innocent blood on yourselves. This is an extra level of sin. And on this city and its inhabitants. The officers listen to both sides and address the nation, the priests, and the Nevi'im. Verse 16. Ein la'ish mishpat maves. This man does not have a death sentence. Ki b'shem Hashem Elokeinu diber elenu, because he is speaking in the name of God. The elders then address the nation who had wanted to kill Yirmiyahu, not because they thought he was a false prophet, but just to silence him. They bring a precedent from an earlier episode that happened in the time of Chizkiyahu. At that time, Micha Hamoroshti delivered a nevuah that said, Tzion Sadet Hecharesh V'Yerushalayim Iyim Tiyeh V'Har HaBayis Levamos Yar. Tzion shall be plowed as a field, and Yerushalayim will become heaps, and the Temple Mount will be filled with stones, like bamos, like altars in a forest. At that time, 100 years previously, Micha had a harsh nevuah, and they did not kill him. Instead, they listened and did tshuva, and Hashem forgave them. This group should act similarly and not add to their problems by killing Yirmiyahu. The Das Mikra points out that this nevuah is very similar to the nevuah written in Sefer Micha, with some small changes. This shows that the Talmidei Chachamim of the time would review the nevuahs until they knew them well. The Nevi'im respond with their own precedent. There was a man named Uriyahu ben Shmayahu from the town of Kiryat Yearim, who also had a nevuah predicting the downfall of Yehuda. The people did not act impetuously, but they did not allow him to survive. Vayishma hamelech Yehoyakim v'chol giborav v'chol asarim es dvarav, vayevakesh hamelech hamiso. And when Yehoyakim, the king, with all his mighty men and all of his officers heard his words, the king sought to put him to death. This wasn't an impetuous mob reaction. They planned to kill him and were out looking for him. Vayishma Uriyahu Vayira Vayivrach Vayavo Mitzrayim. When Uriah heard it, he was afraid, and he fled and went to Egypt. And unlike Yirmiyahu, no one was there to save him. At this time, Yoyakim had a good relationship with Paro, and so he sent an officer, Elnasan ben Achbor, with a military contingent to extradite Uriah from Egypt. They got him out of Mitzrayim and brought him before Yehoyakim, and tragically, verse 23, Vayakehu becharev, vayashlech es nivlaso el kivri bnei ha'am. He struck him with the sword, and he cast his dead body into the graves of the peasantry. The Malbim points out that this was premeditated murder. Uriah was not killed by a Beis Din for being a Navi Sheker, as the punishment for being a false Navi is strangulation, not being killed by a sword. And those killed by Beis Din are buried in a special section of the cemetery. Uriah's death was political and was a message to other Nevi'im that they would be similarly hunted and disgraced if they went against the king. The nation heard this new argument, and the Mitzudas David said decided to side with the Kohanim of the Baal instead of Yirmiyahu. He was in danger from the mob. Yirmiyahu had a protector. Verse 24. Achikam ben Shaphan haisa es Yirmiyahu. Achikam, the son of Shaphan, was with Yirmiyahu. Levilti teis oso biyad ha'am lahamiso. That they should not give him into the hands of the people to put him to death. Achikam ben Shaphan stood up and got Yirmiyahu away from the mob so that he survived. We heard about Achikam ben Shaphan in Sefer Melachim, Beis, chapter 22, where Chilkiyahu and Achikam go to Choldah HaNeviah to ask for mercy for Klal Yisrael in the days of Yoshiyahu. He was a prominent individual who had influence to be able to protect Yirmiyahu. The Pasuk tells us that it was the nation who were outraged by the words of Yirmiyahu and wanted to kill him. They loved the land and their sovereignty and could not hear the negative messages being shared. In this parak, Yirmiyahu delivers a nevuah that says that the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. The Kohanim of the Baal, the false Nevi'im, and the nation who are in the Beis HaMikdash did not like this message and tried to kill him. The officers of Yehoyakim, who are righteous, argued that there was a precedent not to kill Nevi'im delivering negative nevuos. The Kohanim countered with a precedent to kill the Nevi'im. Achikam ben Shaphan intervened when the mob attacked and brought Yirmiyahu to safety. A lesson we can learn from this parak is from the message of Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu tells the people to listen to the Torah and to the words of my servants, the Nevi'im. The Torah received at Har Sinai depends upon individuals faithfully teaching and interpreting it based on tradition and from direction of Hashem. When people divorce the Torah from true leaders, they end up like the nation in our parak. The nation was passionate about Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash, and they were willing to kill to protect the idea that the Jewish people and the Beis HaMikdash were eternal. It is important to always make sure that the Jewish practice and Jewish ideals that we have remain connected to those who learn and teach the Torah as Hashem's servants. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bas Alexander Sender.